بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. My respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters and others listening at home over the receiver, Alhamdulillah with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we once again sit in the gathering of dhikrullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our sitting here. May Allah give us mazid tawfiq, more and more ability to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. Our mashayikh have mentioned that person who has a problem, and most of us do, so whoever has the problem of keeping his nafs in control, his desires, the desires of his nafs, nafsani khayishat, the desires, the temptations of the nafs, he is unable to control these desires. He becomes overwhelmed, he becomes overpowered, he becomes what you call in Arabic, maghloob. The nafs overpowers him. The desires, the temptations, and the fancies of the nafs, they overpower the person. He is unable to control his nafs. So one of the remedies our mashayikh have mentioned is that he should make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they explain because the nafsani khayishat, the whims, the fancies, the desires of the soul, the temptations of the soul, it leads a person towards sin. It causes him to commit sins. And many, many, many people have been writing and are writing. Allah protect all of us. The fact that they are writing and seeking Islah is a sign that they want to make sincere tawbah. They want to change their lives. But so many young boys and girls, at a very tender age, they slip and they commit zina. So they are unable to control their nafs. So our mashayikh have mentioned that that person who becomes overwhelmed all the time, overpowered by nafs, then he should turn to dhikrullah. Because sins have a flame, a heat, a hararat as we say. When a person commits sins, then it creates, or sin has some type of heat within it. And therefore, to extinguish this heat and this fire of sins, the water of dhikrullah will extinguish this fire of sins. The cool water of dhikrullah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. When a person makes dhikrullah, he feels the serenity, the tranquility, the calmness. It is so soothing to the ear, so beautiful to the heart. Person wishes to just go on making the dhikr of Allah in the most beautiful way, the most beautiful voice, because he's talking about Allah's greatness. He's hymning and glorifying the praises of Allah. He's connecting himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this brings some burudat, some coolness into his heart, and this water of the dhikr of Allah, or the cold, or the coolness of the dhikr of Allah, it extinguishes the hararat, the heat of sins. Somebody had mentioned to a very great buzurg, he said, I cannot sleep. I have a problem. At night, I'm restless, bechain. I don't get my sleep very well. So on one occasion, he came into the majlis of dhikr. And this person dozed off to sleep. So somebody asked him, you are complaining, you don't sleep well. Yeah, you are sound asleep. In fact, sometimes a person falls off asleep in a gathering, in a bayan, and he even starts snoring. So deep, he falls into sleep, deep sleep. So then the buzurg mentioned, no, this is the sakina, the tranquility, the serenity, the peace that is coming down causes the person to fall off asleep. Because he's enjoying such serenity which he does not enjoy when he is committing sins. When a person is committing sins, when a person is watching television, goes to the cinema, is committing zina, Allah protect us from all type of sins, then those sins has a flame, a fire, and a person will never be sitting calm in any fire. He'll be bechain, he'll be restless. So this is, we find Dhikrullah opposed to, or the coolness of dhikrullah opposed to the heat of sins. Dhikr brings coolness into the heart. And when this heart receives dhikrullah, then it is getting its correct nourishment. It's getting its correct feed, its correct nourishment and food. Without dhikrullah, the heart, the soul, which requires nourishment, is being deprived of the correct food. What do? We listen to music. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: al-ghina'u yumbitu an-nifaqa fil qalb kama yumbitu al-ma'u az-zar'a. Just as water, rainwater, causes crops to grow and flourish, like that, music creates hypocrisy in the heart. So dhikrullah opposes all those haram pleasures and the sins that have come into a person. When you make dhikrullah, then all these sins are washed away. Therefore we should make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhikr ka naha, ruh ka faqah hai. Person who makes dhikr now and then, he does not make it regularly, then he is depriving his soul of the true nourishment. He is keeping his soul impoverished. He is making his soul starve. Talk about faqah. Faqah means when a person has got no food, he is in dire straits, he is in poverty. We are keeping the soul poor. My respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters at home, of course, dhikrullah, we should go and ask the mashayikh and ulama how much dhikr to make, when to make, how to make. Don't just take the tasbih and start making 10,000 dhikrullah, because it will become too heavy for the person, especially women folk. Women folk especially, the name of Allah is extremely powerful, extremely powerful. So we should seek and consult mashayikh, whoever you bay'at to, or ask the ulama how much dhikr to make, what is the masnoon dhikr, the tasbihat we had mentioned a few weeks back, on the virtues of subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, bihamdihi, istighfar, durood sharif. But minimum, 100 times, la ilaha illallah, 100 times istighfar. Every single day we should be making. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to nourish our souls with the true food, and that is the food of dhikrullah. This will bring the coolness onto our heart, and this will enable us, it will give us that strength, that vitamins that like a physical body requires, the vitamins of the soul is dhikrullah. It will help us now to defend ourselves from sins and temptations. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq, recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, Sayyidina La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la
ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر, تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the noor of taqwa by making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah help us to overpower our nafs and not to become overpowered by our nafs. Through the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will experience inshallah that strength and that ability to overpower our nafs, and Allah will give us the noor of taqwa to remain steadfast on His deen. May Allah make us the true dhakirin and shakirin. Many people who are sick and ailing, so many have got cancer, so many have requested du'as, people have passed away, families, Allah Ta'ala give them sabri jameel. So many, every day somebody is passing away, this is ibrat and lesson for us, that soon we will also have to leave this world. How soon it is, only Allah Ta'ala knows, but it is very soon. So let us prepare for maut all the time. Make sure our mu'amalat and all our affairs are saf and clean, so that when we leave this world, we have no rights that we owe to people, and our rights with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been taken care of to the best of our ability. Just a few days ago, a young alim from Johannesburg, from Mayfair, he had gone for 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had gone to Pakistan, was gone in Tabligh, met with an accident, and 2 weeks later he passed away. Just as 2-3 days ago he passed away, and his janazah, his ghusl and janazah was made in Rawi in Ijtima, he's buried there. So fortunate to pass away in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He just qualified as an alim now in December, and he had gone out in the path of Allah. So people get mubarak mauts. So lucky are those who pass away in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to cleanse and purify our hearts. This is a Mubarak month. Rajab is almost going to be finished. Sha'ban, the month of Ramadan. Just as our mothers and wives are preparing the different savories for Ramadan, now we should start preparing spiritually. So when the month of Ramadan comes, we are ready to embrace this month spiritually, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغرنا بفضلك عمن سواك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين اللهم أكرمنا ولا تهنا زدنا ولا تنقصنا أعطنا ولا تحرمنا آثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا اللهم انصرنا ولا تنصر علينا اللهم عنا ولا تعن علينا اللهم امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا اللهم اهدنا ويسر الهداية لنا اللهم افتح لنا أبواب رحمتك وسهل لنا أبواب رزقك يا الله forgive us our sins يا الله يا الله every single sin we committed my Allah major sins minor sins knowingly unknowingly the darkness of night broad daylight in public in privacy my Allah in our youth in our old age my Allah Ya Allah, tu raham farma, karam ka mamla farma. Ya Allah, you are hayyan qayyum, you are ghafoor and rahim, ya Allah. You are rahman and rahim, ya Allah, you love to forgive, ya Allah. Ya Allah, show us any other door we can tap at, ya Allah. There is no other door, ya Allah. You are tawwab. Ya Allah, you are most forgiving, ya Allah. We are turning to you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, before maut strikes, ya Allah, help us to cleanse and purify ourselves, ya Allah. Make us become naik and salih, my Allah. Keep us in the company of the pious and righteous, my Allah. Make our tongues be moist with your dhikr and tilawat of the Quran and tasbihat, my Allah, and durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of making tawbatan nasuha, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless all of us with hidayat, my Allah. Bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat. Give us the sweetness of iman, istiqamat and taqwa, halal and tayyib, rozi. Make our sustenance become asan for us. Make dunya asan for us. Make akhirat asan for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, the road towards you, my Allah, make it be easy and mazidar, my Allah. Ya Allah, har qadam tu rehnumai farma. Ya Halim, Ya Kareem, Ya Wasi' al-Maghfira. Ya Allah, help every single one of us, my Allah. Help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us, my Allah. Protect us, my Allah. Protect us in this country, my Allah. Ya Allah, through the four corners of the world, my Allah. Make there be aman in aman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Madinah Sharif. Balil al-jannatul baqi, my Allah. May Allah, in the condition that you are most pleased with us, grant us, ya Allah, the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the holy kuthur water from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mubarak hands, may Allah. Make all of us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Ya Allah, protect us, our parents, our grandparents, our children, our grandchildren, our progenies, ya Allah. Our friends, our relatives, our musallis, ya Allah, especially of this masjid. Ya Allah, and those who have attended this program, ya Allah, and those who are listening, ya Allah. Ya Allah, every single ummati of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, my Allah. So many have got cancer now, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ash-shafi. Shifa is only in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove that cancer, my Allah. Remove those illnesses and sicknesses, ya Allah. Remove those heart diseases, my Allah. Whatever disease they are suffering from, my Allah, whatever ailment or sickness it is, remove it, my Allah. Protect us also from those diseases, my Allah. All the marhumin, ya Allah, give them jannatul firdaus. Grant their family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got different hajat and needs, my Allah. Fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, my Allah. Remove our problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from our enemies, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all type of shurur and fitan, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, hasr of the hasireen, dhulam of the zalimeen. Use us for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, the ijtima'at that are taking place, accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, the effort of da'wat and tabligh, ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. You make us part of the work of da'wat and tabligh, my Allah. Ya Allah, the efforts of mashayikh and khankas, accept it, my Allah. In darul ulum, madaris, makatib, hifz classes, ya Allah, accept the efforts, my Allah. Different organizations, ya Allah, different people, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many people that are doing so much, ya Allah, good work for deen, my Allah, and nobody knows about it, my Allah. They do it, ya Allah, with so much of sincerity, my Allah. Ya Allah, they don't want people to know about it, my Allah. Grant them also ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Grant all of us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. The remaining days of Rajab, ya Allah, bless us, ya Allah. The remaining, ya Allah, the days of Shaban, the month of Shaban, bless us, my Allah, give us barakat. Ya Allah, make us see Ramadan in an excellent condition, my Allah. Spiritually, we must be charged, my Allah. And every day in Ramadan, we must go closer and closer to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, our youth, protect them, my Allah. Protect them from, ya Allah, drugs, my Allah. Protect them from wine, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us from all haram, my Allah. Protect us from zina and riba, my Allah. Protect us from casting lustful glances at haram women, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the nur of taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulin, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa salim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu al-alim. Wa tub alina ya maulana innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.